Sunkatedmedia.com.
Hey, this is Trish Stratus.
This is Showtime Eric Young.
I'm Sunkated Marella.
Hey, this is Kane from WWE.
This is your favorite knockout, Tara.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar.
This is WWE Superstar The Miz.
It's me, DDP.
The greatest man that ever lived always likes a good rant, and you're listening to the greatest rant.
Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
Coming down the aisle will be the former champion, and you'll hear his music.
Did someone not get what they wanted? Oh, that's too bad.
Where is your savior? Surprise, surprise. He ain't here for you. But you know who is? I am. I am here for you just like I have been every day since I have been around.
With your host,
Kitty.
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
All you have to do is believe.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at Wrestling Figure Wednesdays. Go to YouTube.com/MBG1211 for all your wrestling, or should say stop motion, wrestling action figure needs. Darn, I broke my streak. I tried, y'all. Happy New Year, I broke my streak. I am your host, Lindsay Warden. Joining me, as always, is my ever-faithful producer, slash co-host, slash interview getter, Sir Rockin. Getter, wrangler.
Awesome producer, man.
I'm not going to give you the satisfaction of getting that on tape. Good try, though.
I thought I'd be slick, and I had music going, I'd have quickly taken it down, and you would have said it, and bam, there would have been a clip, and yeah.
No.
Darn it, I tried. Everyone I tried very, very hard, it just didn't work.
Tell you what, I'll tell you that.
Don't.
When you say I was right.
I was right.
No, Lindsay was right.
Lindsay, I was right.
No.
But I was.
That's not how this works.
Yeah, it kind of sort of does. Lindsay, I was right.
Whatever. Anyway, we have stuff to get into. Not a lot of stuff. Sorry about the canceled show, y'all. Family emergency. Things are much better now, but we do have a few things to get into. We're going to talk a couple news items. We have, you know, Total Divas we have to get into, and, well, we're also talking to a Total Diva.
That's right. We were able to sit down with one of the new stars of the hit reality series for Total Divas, which did an awesome premiere number on Sunday night. I believe, like, 1.4 million views. Just fantastic. That's right. The one, the only, the foxy one. Alicia Fox is on the program tonight.
That's right. So we'll be talking with her just a little bit later, but now we're going to jump right into the news brought to you by our friends over at PWMania.com and TNAsylum.com, the haven for TNA fans. And we've got to talk about the biggest news of the week outside of Impact re-debuting, which is the announced change for WWE.
Yeah, they've changed the announcing team. And apparently this has been something they've been wanting to do for a long time right now. Jerry the King Lawler has been moved off of Monday Night Raw and has been moved to Thursday Night SmackDown. You know, Thursday.
This is an interesting move.
It is. Let me finish it up. He'll be joined by Byron Saxton and Michael Cole on Thursday nights for SmackDown, while Booker T and JBL take over Monday nights with Michael Cole. Now, let's stick with SmackDown first. We'll move back to Raw. It's interesting. They're apparently, before his heart attack on Monday Night Raw a couple years ago, there was talk of trying to move Jerry the King Lawler or SmackDown, I guess, to freshen up Monday Night Raw. And I don't know. It's going to be weird not having Jerry Lawler on Monday nights anymore, because he's sort of been the staple of Monday Night Raw for, what?
Years?
I would say.
Lifetimes, in some cases.
Except for that 1 year he, you know, left to be with...
We don't talk about that.
The Paul Heyman era, as it were?
The Paul Heyman era, which Jim Ross and Paul Heyman, that was amazing.
It was an amazing commentary duo. Yeah, it's been a while since we've had no Jerry Lawler on Monday Night Raw, and it's like, And now he's moving to SmackDown, and I get this feeling, I don't think he's going to be motivated. I honestly don't think he will be. I think the motivation factor is going to disappear. I hope I'm wrong, but I kind of get this feeling this may be the swan song for Jerry Lawler.
Yeah, I kind of get that feeling too. They're obviously concerned about his health. First he has a massive heart attack and almost dies, and then he contracts diverticulitis. I think it's just something of, they're probably moving to a little bit younger announced team on Raw just because less health problems, they don't have to worry as much. And also, it's probably easier for Jerry because it's a lighter show for him to do. It's a shorter show for him to do. SmackDown is only 2 hours, whereas Raw is 3. And if it's taped. So worst case, they can dub him in if they have to. Or they can just, you know, if he has an attack of the diverticulitis, if he has another health scare, whatever, they can easily replace him. Or, like I said, dub him in. It's really not that hard. SmackDown gives them more options for Jerry.
It does, and the person who gets the short end of the stick on this one is Tom Phillips, because he was becoming the voice of SmackDown. And now he doesn't even have the job on SmackDown. It's now Michael Cole's lead announcer again, and Byron Saxton, who was doing main event for a while, is taking over. It's interesting.
It is interesting. I think they're trying to give Byron Saxton a chance as well. Could be that Tom Phillips wasn't working out the way that they wanted. So this will be a good experience for Byron Saxton. He gets to sit between Michael Cole and Jerry Lawler. They can both help him out and get him to where he needs to be.
Right, and honestly, what they should have done was just, if you're trying to do different announced teams, should have left Michael Cole on one show and let Tom Phillips do SmackDown. That had been Saxton, Phillips, and Lawler. Actually mix it up, and maybe that would motivate Jerry Lawler, because he would be with two different people he's not used to working with, and you know, might actually get him involved in the product some more.
Well, he probably didn't want to, honestly. It's easier to be with people that, at least one person that you know that you're comfortable with, versus coming in with two strangers, because Byron Saxton and Tom Phillips work together down in NXT. They have a groove. They work well together. And for Lawler to come in, he's kind of odd man out.
Oh, I understand that. But at some point, they're just going to have to bite that bullet. And it may come within the next year or two that we no longer have Jerry Lawler as a presence on, you know, television, because honestly, at some point, you do have to transition announcers. And that sort of helps the product if you have newer voices helping the product.
Oh, I agree. I completely agree. You have to train that next generation, because eventually Jerry Lawler is going to retire or move on. Michael Cole is going to retire and move on. JBL is going to want to leave again. You know, Booker T is going to want to move on. And so you need people that can step up and take their place. And we're seeing that in Byron Saxton, Tom Phillips, and Renee Young right now, where they're training them to take over if need be. And then you have Jason Albert and Alex Riley, along with a few others down in NXT, that are getting the hang of it. So they're really, they're preparing the future, and not just for the in-ring product, but for the announcers as well.
I would like to see Renee Young and Tom Phillips do main event then. I have a feeling it's going to be Cole and somebody, but I would like to see Renee Young and Tom Phillips try out main event.
I would like to see Renee Young try out SmackDown at Raw.
Alright, baby steps. Baby steps.
Baby steps, but I've heard her on NXT and I've heard her on Superstars. There's some promise there.
Oh, there is. I'm right there with you. I'm just saying, don't give us another hour, Michael Cole.
Yeah, it's something of, you know, it would be nice to have a show that Cole isn't on, just so you get that different voice, just so you can tell it's a different show.
That and he needs a break at some point.
Yeah, you're going to burn Michael Cole out.
Like him, he moved into the commentator role on SmackDown for the last year, and that was just sort of to, you know, give him a break so he wasn't doing all the plugs and, you know, Tom Phillips doing it all. Now he's back to doing it on both shows, so it's like you're really putting the workload back on him.
Which isn't good for him.
No, it's not. It really isn't. But then you have the flip side, and shucky ducky, quack, quack. The five-time WCW champion, Booker T, sucker, is returning to commentary.
Okay, I'm just going to go off. I like Booker. I think Booker's a nice guy. I think he's a great performer. I just don't think he can talk. I'm sorry, he can't. He's awful on the pre-show. He's awful anytime he does commentary. I don't understand why they want him doing commentary. I don't. Like, every time he's on the pre-show, I just, like, shudder when I hear him talk. Because it's just like, he just can't. I just want to yell at him to enunciate. I really do.
Right.
I mean, it's just, at least to me, and this is just me, and this is, you know, all personal opinion, it's just, to me, he's very difficult to understand. And it's the way that he talks, where it's very nonsensical, if that's a word sometimes, and he's very hard to follow.
During his first run as an announcer, he talked very, very fast and tried to go over hype. I hope this time around he slows down. Like on Monday night, he wasn't actually bad on Monday night. He was better than he was.
He was better than he was, but not by a lot. I mean, it's just something of, I think he's trying to get it down. I think he's trying to learn, which I appreciate that. But Booker, and this is the other side of it, Booker's in his own world a lot of the times, you know?
Oh, yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you on that one. And I'm not sure how long this will last with Booker on Monday nights. It's going to be interesting to see the combination of JBL and Booker for a long term. I don't know how that's going to go. I have a feeling they may get on each other's nerves after a while, but that's just my thought process. But at the end of the day, change is change, and sometimes change just needs to happen, and I think this is a change that needed to happen, like it or not.
I would agree with that. So, I mean, change is good, but change can also be bad, so we'll have to see where this goes. I have a funny feeling if Booker doesn't work out, then Saxton or somebody else may come up to Raw, and we may see Tom Phillips back on SmackDown, or we may see Tom Phillips on Raw. Who knows?
Who knows? Who knows? But one other quick thing, this one's brought to you by TNAsylum.com, the haven for TNA fans. The other night we were sitting here preparing the show for Thursday night, and we were watching Destination America's Impact Wrestling.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
A lot of it made us go WTF, but the one holy bleep moment was the return of Awesome Kong, and that was kind of cool.
That was amazing. That was absolutely amazing. It's like, oh my God, it's Kong, and she's staring down Havoc. It's like, mess her up, Kong. Mess her up. And don't get me wrong, I like Jessica Havoc. I like Awesome Kong more. Like, I just want to see her tear through that entire roster and give them the what.
Yeah. People who have followed Kong in her career after leaving WWE, she lost a lot of weight. But apparently she's put a lot of it back on, and now she's back to being Awesome Kong. And it's, yeah. It's going to be interesting when those two actually mix it up. I'm kind of curious to see what happens between those two. The rest of the show was just so-and-so. But, yeah, Kong is back. That's kind of cool in terms of Impact Wrestling on Destination America. If you have the channel, try and watch it. You may like it. You may not. It's TNA wrestling. What can you
expect? It's different. I'll give it that. It's different.
Yeah,
not sure if it's good or bad different yet, but it's different.
Yeah, that's the thing. It left me going, not sure if I like it. Not sure if I don't like it.
There were parts of it I liked. There were parts of it I didn't like. That's the thing. And
it's like, poor JB.
Oh my god, poor JB.
Got his head shaved. Poor JB.
I mean, you can definitely tell that they've taken a financial hit in the production value. I think I know that, like, one thing I don't like is really just them showing the backstage.
The reality aspect.
The reality aspect of, like, I like when people incorporate that, but they actually figure out a way to incorporate it into a storyline to where it makes sense. Whereas we were just getting random shots of, like, Gorilla and the backstage, and there was no sequence, there was nothing that made sense. It was just, like, random backstage shot to pull back the curtain. Like, it's just, if you can incorporate reality in your storylines, that's always welcome, because then that makes them that much more believable. But to just show random shots backstage, I'm not sure if I'm okay with that.
From what I've heard, the idea is to do a lot more post-production, and since that was a live-ish show, they couldn't do as much post-production. So we'll see how they format the shows with post-production going forward.
Okay, fair enough. And also, one last thing. Storm, shave your damn face and fix your pants.
And lose the noose.
And please lose the noose.
And please don't say follow the buzzards, because then that would just be completely, you know.
Yeah, especially when you're trying to pin someone like a whore and you don't know how to pin like a whore, just saying.
But we would have thought James Storm would know how to pin someone like a whore, you know.
But I'm chick. So anyway, I say we take our first break of the evening, and when we come back, we're going to be talking to the one, the only, the foxy one herself, Alicia Fox. We're going to talk Total Divas, we're going to talk SmackDown, and, well, what she likes to do on her day off. So you don't want to miss that. Listen to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. We'll be right back.
The evolution of online sports entertainment begins again on Sunday nights when you step into the ring with Wrestle Talk Radio. Covering all the latest in the WWE, TNA, and the indie scene. Plus, providing you with the most comprehensive coverage of every WWE and TNA pay-per-view. Join Wrestle Talk Radio every Sunday night, live only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
It's boots to asses time.
From the big returns.
You gotta be kidding me! I see a ghost in Jordan! It's the Snake Roberts! What on earth? I've got chills out of here!
To the shocking moments.
In case you haven't figured it out yet, what I do better than anybody is a gap. Last night was plan A. Tonight, plan B. There's always a plan B.
Oh my god! Are you kidding me? Rollins down his assaulting Ambrose after he took out Reigns!
And the moments that leave you speechless.
He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands.
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
There is only one place to go for all the latest wrestling action figure reviews, and that's Wrestling Figure Wednesday, with new episodes every Wednesday and Friday. Wrestling Figure Wednesday provides you with some of the most intricate reviews of the latest wrestling action figures from both WWE and TNA. And if that's not enough, look out for some exclusive wrestling action figure reviews that you won't see anywhere else. The only place to find these wrestling action figure reviews is at youtube.com/MBG1211.
Hey gang, this is Tara, formerly known as Victoria from WWE, and I just want to say Matt Goldberg is a genius.
Make sure you check out Wrestling Figure Wednesdays today.
Okay, take your time and tell me what you see.
You know what, man? I can see past all these hypocritical lies you keep trying to feed me. I can see straight to the truth. And you know what that truth is? Thursday.
You're not crazy. WWE SmackDown is moving to Thursdays at 8 starting January 15th, only on Sci-Fi.
Out and about when your favorite WTR program is on the air. Don't worry, we've got you covered. You can listen to WTR on the go with TuneIn Radio. Just download the TuneIn Radio app for your Android or iPhone, iPad or tablet, and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. Best of all, it's free. What are you waiting for? Download the TuneIn Radio app today. Tune in to WTR wherever you are.
This Sunday.
I'm going to kick your sister ass tonight.
She deserves it.
The Divas are back. And the Fallout.
What if I turn into this big megastar over another wardrobe malfunction?
Has just begun.
You will not be part of the Divas anymore.
I thought you were my friend. I thought you had my back.
It's time for me to tell Jonathan that I don't want to have children.
You allowed me to get into something which is a lie.
Don't miss a brand new Total Divas at its new time. This Sunday at 9. Only on E!
Hey, this is former WWE superstar Shawn Michaels.
See, I just can't stand.
And you are listening to Wild Talk Radio.
That really move on. I said chill.
And welcome back to The Rec right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Joining us right now is one of the newest cast members to the hit reality series Total Divas, which can be seen Sunday nights at 9 p.m. on E! Please welcome WWE Diva, the Foxy One herself, Alicia Fox. How are you doing today?
Good, how are you? Thanks for having me.
Doing just fine. We're so happy to be talking to you.
Thank you for inviting me. It's really nice. Thank you so much.
So we've seen you as a guest star on Total Divas in the past couple seasons, and we also have seen your work with Renee Young on the Total Divas After Show, which, by the way, is awesome. So I need to know, or want to know, I should say, what was your reaction when you were asked to be a part of the main show as a full-time star?
I was quite surprised. I was actually really surprised. Very excited, more surprised. And definitely honored. It's definitely an honor to be picking up with the cast. There's a lot of great girls on the show. I definitely miss doing the After Total Divas show with Renee. She's an amazing host and friend. But now it's good that Summer's on there with her to, like, kind of mix some things up. So it's been a really nice breath of fresh air to kind of mix just everything up, like, for the division and each show, bringing new start to 2015. It's been quite cool.
That's awesome. What was it first like to have the camera on you in situations that you're not necessarily used to having it on in? I mean, have you kind of gotten used to it, or has it been an adjustment for you?
Well, being the fact that this is my first season, it took me a little bit to get used to it. The camera crew, like everyone in that show is amazing. So I never felt awkward or like too weird. It definitely was just kind of strange growing in front of an audience. Like, it's kind of like there really is nowhere to hide. You're kind of like mic'd, you're being seen everywhere. So it's like, you know, like getting good news, getting bad news, getting okay news, like having to give good news, bad news. It's all, it was kind of like that took some adjusting to, just because naturally, like, I like to be a private person. So it was definitely different. But being able to have a good time with my two girlfriends on the show, Rosa and Paige, was definitely nice. And like, we kind of got to experience that together. So it was a good transitioning period, you know.
Well, that's good to hear. So we see the show featuring, you know, the girls' personal lives, and we get to see them with their boyfriends and their husbands, which is awesome. Are you going to kind of give us a peek into your own personal relationship?
Yes, definitely. As of now, I'm super single. So same with Paige and Rosa. So it's awesome that there's like three of us and we have each other and we're super single. so... Because sometimes you get kind of lonely and it's like, oh, no, let girls tea time talk, you know? So
yeah.
Like, oh, good. I'm not lonely anymore. Okay, bye. And then you're like, okay, you know, maybe dating, maybe not. Or we'll see. It depends if that nice boy comes along. Who knows?
Well, here's the hoping the nice boy comes
along. We'll see.
We'll have to see if we can get some fun girls' night, you know, out with you guys, because that'll be
yes.
Cool.
Yes. Yes, that would be nice. Some hunting for candy.
Yes. Yeah. So the season debuted this past Sunday, and we didn't get to see a lot of you on it, which was a bummer, personally. So are there any, you know, fun little tidbits about the show that you could share for the upcoming season?
I definitely think you should keep the eyes peeled. I think starting this Sunday, it's definitely going to start giving it some more momentum, some definite added edge that I think the universe and the fans didn't really see coming. So I would just stay tuned and keep your eyes peeled on those small details. It's definitely going to be a very exciting season. It's really a great time. And like I said, especially with Paige and I now being new additions, like, it's just breath of fresh air. Bring it on. Mm-hmm. Come on. Stay tuned. Yeah.
So is there anybody else that you would mean like to see join the show?
Yeah. It'd be nice to see Renee. It'd be nice to see, like, Emma. Like, even some of the new NXT talent come into the mix eventually. I think that'd be really cool because this gives you another dimension as a WWE star as well. You know, sometimes, like, the girl matches, like, there's not much time to talk. And I think having the opportunity to be on Total Divas gives the audience a different view of our personalities and another level to relate to all of us on, that we're all super pumped about.
I would agree. It's awesome that we get to see you guys every week and see how you react to personal situations and really feel like we kind of get to know you on a different level because we don't get to see a lot of the girls. So it's awesome that you all open your lives up like that for us to get to know you.
Thanks, and thanks for welcoming us, because without everyone, like, the universe and the fan support, like, we couldn't do it without, it's like a group effort, you know, we're very grateful for all support.
Absolutely. So, with SmackDown moving to Thursday nights next week, do you have a favorite SmackDown moment?
My favorite SmackDown moment was one of my first, actually, and it was during the time with Edge and Vicky Guerrero and their wedding planning days, and being kind of like the troublemaker in that situation, that's always been one of my favorites. However, super pumped that SmackDown's going to be Thursday. I think 2015 is bringing a whole lot of new, like, surprising, like, interesting things, and I think it's just like a great way to start the new year.
Absolutely.
Same with Divas, you know, just everything is just mixed up and perfect.
So we can expect big things from you in 2015, then?
Definitely. 15 is my lucky number.
So I know you're busy, but when you finally do get a day off, what do you like to do?
I love still training and going to the gym. I enjoy doing that. If I have time, I'd love to go to, there's a local bookstore here in Tampa. It's called Oxford Exchange. It's really cool. And they have very unique books I like to collect. I love doing the girly things, like getting your nails done, making sure your hair is on point, jumping on my trampoline, being outside, just everything girly girls like to do in tomboys.
That's awesome. So, Alicia, thank you so much. It was such a pleasure to talk to you today. Thanks to Alicia Fox for joining us. Remember, everyone, watch Alicia and all the girls on Total Divas Sunday nights, 9 p.m. Eastern, on E! Now, you want to stay tuned because when we come back, we're going to be talking all about Total Divas. We're going to be previewing Season 3, Episode 12, so you don't want to miss it. You're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will be right back. I hope you have a great...
So nice to talk to you.
You have a great day and a great year in case we don't talk to you again.
Definitely, you as well. Thank you so much for all the support and everything, and we're just looking forward to rocking it out on Total Divas this season. So thank you so much again.
You're welcome, and keep kicking butt.
Go, girl.
Thanks to Alicia Fox for joining us. Remember, everyone, watch Alicia and all the girls on Total Divas Sunday nights, 9 p.m. Eastern, on E! Now, you want to stay tuned because when we come back, we're going to be talking all about Total Divas. We're going to be previewing Season 3, Episode 12, so you don't want to miss it. You're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will be right back.
Okay, tell me what you see.
Thursday.
Und this?
Oh, Thursday.
Четвертак.
Russo say Thursday.
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 Thursday. You're not crazy. WWE SmackDown is moving to Thursdays at 8 starting January 15th, only on Sci-Fi.
We will see you on Thursday, yes?
Do you feel a little bit empty inside after The Rack goes off the air on Thursday nights? Well, don't fret, because The Rack has a little something extra for you, in the form of The Rack Extra. Join us as we review the weekly happenings with your favorite Total Divas. From start to finish, we give you our reactions to all the relationship drama, the infighting, and all the trips to the plastic surgeon's office. Join us as we get all up in that Kool-Aid of the Total Divas with The Rack Extra. Weekly right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Trust me, it's simply dabomb.com.
You never know what will happen when you tune in to CB Radio.
The first award was crowd participation. Your choices were... Fandangoing, yes, let's go Cena, Cena sucks, and what's up? Sub, what's your pick?
I think I picked Cena sucks.
No, you didn't.
What was it? You're great.
I love these picks.
Sub, you picked yes, yes, yes.
Oh, yeah, Daniel O'Brien.
Yeah!
why didn't I hear that? You didn't say that.
Yes, I did.
Said it. Yes, yes, yes.
And that was the one that won. Got that right.
Sure. Holy shit.
But because you changed your pick...
No, I didn't hear the option of Daniel O'Brien yes, yes, yes. The guy's magical. He's a magical little guy.
The LOL moment of the year. Your choices were the Great Khali and Jinder Mahal try to snake charm Santino's Cobra.
You know, when you say it like that, that sounds so wrong.
I know. So
I'm going to say I went with the first one where they try to tame the Cobra.
No, no, you didn't.
What did he say?
He said he took the snake charmer. No. No.
Well, see, that's what I figured I would go with.
That's what Rob picked. You picked Titus O'Neil throwing up. You were wrong. It was the Rock concert.
Jesus, I was way off there.
Insult of the year, Sub.
Fuck, I have no idea what I went with. I'm going to go with the Big Show and Stephanie.
Congratulations, you picked the winning one. Today.
Yeah.
Today.
Ha 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 can I trade in the ones when I like get along? Do I trade two of them in for a win?
Diva of the year.
I'll go with the Funkadactyl chick. No, because I know it was AJ Lee. Do I want to win now?
Hold on.
Or do I stick to my gun?
So which one are you picking?
Funkadactyl.
All right, so you picked AJ last week. You picked the Funkadactyls this week. Ace and Crispy picked AJ. That's all wrong. Rob picked the Bella Twins, and the Bella Twins won the award.
Suck it, bitches.
When you calculate everyone's pick, CB Radio and WTR pick. Subway, you were 500. You were 4-4. You did the best out of everybody.
Oh, my
Dude.
God.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Wait.
Down.
I think my head just exploded. I'm done. I'm
seeing something disconnected from my brain. I ain't taking calls. I came to kick ass tonight.
Tune in to CB Radio, Saturdays, midnight Eastern Time, on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
This is Kane from WWE, and you're listening to The Rock on Wild Talk Radio.
And welcome back to The Rock right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at Wrestling Figure Wednesdays. Go to YouTube.com/MBG1211 for your all your stop-motion wrestling action figure needs. I hope everybody enjoyed the Foxy One Miss Alicia Fox, because now we're getting ready to jump into full Total Divas mode.
Girl, bye.
Girl, bye, because, yeah, now we're talking Season 3, Episode 12, where we pick up, because in Episode 11, everybody was apparently kung fu fighting. I had to get that reference in. You know, I just had to. And I broke him. So, we have three clips. Because, you know, we watched it live. We didn't have the clips. We did the rack extra. So we're going to play the clips for you now. And we're going to discuss. So Rock can regain his composure.
Biggie! Hey, what, you not wearing anything underneath that old sweater of yours?
I thought you were supposed to... You better go down now. You have too much chest. Don't take a pump.
Don't
try to beat it. You gotta meet her.
Donna.
What are you doing?
I'm just comparing.
And?
I'm really jealous.
What's the problem?
Is it sexual harassment if I do that to you?
A little bit, but I'm not gonna tell anyone. We had a meeting about stuff like this.
They
get me in trouble. They're pretty solid as far as breasts are concerned for a man. There it is.
There it is.
Thank you.
I have no words for that. I just... Let's walk up Big E and drum on his man boobs, because why not? I don't know who said it, but I'm just going to throw it out there. Paige is quickly becoming my spirit animal on so many levels.
Yeah.
I kind of love Paige. She's awesome.
Yeah. There were no words for that other than I have a feeling that's how Total Divas opens on Sunday.
I can't wait. So, all right. Well, since we have no words for that clip, I say we move on to the next clip.
Divas Tag Team Match scheduled for one fall. It's Introducing first, the team of Rosa Mendez and Natalia.
They look so cute.
Really nice. Their opponents, Layla and Summer Frey.
I miss her. I love her. I miss her. I see her every day.
You're right, he just saw her.
I think he just saw her today, maybe. I don't know.
Maybe.
So here we go. Rose is starting things off against Summer Rae.
Since I've been back, I'm getting more matches. The company's behind me. I'm getting more TV time. Everything's coming up for Rosa, and I'm really happy.
Layla runs into a right hand, and Rose is all fired up here tonight. Look at Layla.
Dude,
we need a replay.
Oh, oh my god, that's so much ass.
The worst wardrobe malfunction in history, dude.
That's a full ass.
Layla blasting Natalia. Layla picks up the win.
Deal. Is there a possibility Rosa can lose her job? Because this is a PG show.
Dude, what happened? It's okay, your butt looked really oiled up. We just thought that you prepared
you
for this.
It though, right? You couldn't see it was just no, my pack, right?
It was the butt.
Holy shit, my whole ass for the whole entire world to see on live television? Why me?
It was only the crack, though. Dude, no, girl, it was the whole booty.
You're gonna get fined, it's an accident.
If you would have bent over just a little bit more, we would have seen your whole thing.
Holy naked Rosa.
We both were saying the same thing. Hashtag holy naked Rosa. Yeah, yeah.
That's no bueno for Rosa.
And from what I hear, that's only the beginning of it on Total Divas this Sunday.
Oh my goodness.
By the way, Paige still continues to be awesome.
I miss her. I saw her 5 minutes ago, but I miss her.
Right? It was tremendous. I saw Rosa's butt. I heart Paige.
I hurt Paige so much, yeah. But that's not good for Rosa. Like they said, that's a PG show. They get fined for nip slips. So, you know, for the whole ass hanging out, yeah, that's not good. Accident or no. And I love how Layla adds in at the end. Yeah, so if you were bent over, we would have seen the whole thing.
Where was her underwear?
That's what I want to know. Was she not wearing any under it, under her little shorts? Would it not fit?
I guess we'll discover what happened, why there was no underwear on Sunday. So that takes us to clip number three.
That takes us to clip number three.
Oh, no.
Damn, this one of my divas. I was like, walk of shame, back to my room in my onesie.
Uh-oh.
Rebo!
Uh-oh. What up, gangster?
You guys, how do you guys like my hair?
I like it.
Too crazy?
No, I like it.
I'm going to kick your sister ass tonight.
Please do.
You're going to kick
for you.
Me.
She deserves it.
For you.
Thank you.
Double trouble. Here she comes. Hey.
Hey, Nicole, what segment are we? Dang. She's still mad at me, so.
Still mad at you? That's what you say? Bree honestly thinks that this is just a normal fight that we have every day in our lives. No, this is a really big deal. Like, you almost took away the love of my life. Like, what you did is practically unforgivable.
You're a backstabbing bitch, so I don't know why you would expect me to tell you what segment I'm in. You know I don't want to deal with you right now, so why are you even asking me?
Okay, Nicole.
Is it okay?
Wow. My sister and I have been in many fights, but nothing this big. And to see how upset she is at me, like, I think I ruined our relationship.
Holy melodrama.
And it continues.
I can't wait. This is the stuff we should have seen when they were actually feuding. It's kind of awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, I would have honestly rather seen this than the Jerry Springer, because this is way more real.
You know what?
Like, even if you don't, like, include John Cena, yeah, this is way better.
But here's the thing. All this, if we saw all this, it would have made sense to go on Jerry Springer.
Yeah, it would have.
All this is the backstory for Jerry Springer. We're just seeing it, the backstory after we saw the Jerry Springer episode.
Very true.
Because it involves the brother, and yeah, it would have made perfect sense. It would have made a lot of sense.
Alas.
But it didn't, so it's all backwards.
So sad. But yeah, so things look to be heating up in Total Divas this Sunday. Yay!
I can't wait.
Yeah, after last week, I need to see how they top this week. I'm curious to see what Alicia does, because, you know, she's actually going to be on this week, which is awesome. We get more Paige. We get a little bit of Naomi. We get a little bit of Summer. More Bella drama.
And I have a feeling we're going to see some stuff with Eva Marie, and, well, does she want kids or does she not want kids? That is the question that gets answered Sunday night.
Yeah, so I guess we're all going to have to stay tuned and wait and see.
Yes, yes we will, but I think that will do it for this week's edition of The Rack.
I think it will too, so we'll start plugging.
Saturday Night Midnight-ish is CB Radio, the weird, the wacky, the unusual. Rob has an announcement of some sort that will change the face of something, I don't know. We all think he's pregnant. So we'll
How can he be pregnant? He's a guy!
I don't know. That's what the Twitter buzz is all about. Follow us on Twitter at CB Radio WTR and Facebook.com/cigarettes and bandanas. Use the hashtag Blame Rob, because I think it's up to 9 at this point this week. Yeah, he's been busy. Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio with Tim Stein Mason. Omega returns to the airwaves at 10 p.m. Eastern. They'll have actual things to talk about. Follow that show on Twitter at WTR Sunday Night. Facebook.com/WrestleTalkRadio. She's butting her lip as we go to Monday night, 11:10 p.m. Eastern, for another edition of the Raw Post Show, where you all need to tune in. Bank on it. Okay?
Okay. Just saying, big announcement for this show coming Monday night on the Raw Post Show.
Believe that. We'll be back Thursday night for another edition of The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, back live at 10 p.m. Eastern for the debut of SmackDown on Thursday nights. No, Thursday. Keyword there. So you follow the show on Twitter at WTRTheRack and Facebook.com/WTRRack. Follow me on Twitter at WildTalkRadio and Facebook.com/WildTalkRadioNetwork. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Stitcher, and on TuneIn Radio. Search Wild Talk Radio Network for all three. You can also search Rack Radio Show for iTunes and Stitcher. Also, the YouTube channel, youtube.com/WTRTheRack.
You can follow me on Twitter at LinsWard, LinsWRD, and go to my website, psychboarddesigns.com. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at behance.net/LinsWard, same as the Twitter. Don't forget to check out The Rack Extra, where we review and recap Total Divas every week. Don't want to miss that. It usually comes out Tuesdays or Wednesdays, depending on when we're able to record it. And, well, also tune into all the other fine programming on this network. And you don't want to miss our fine sponsors, PWMania.com, TNAsylum.com, The Haven for TNA fans, and Wrestling Figure Wednesdays, YouTube.com/MBG1211. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay. You've been listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will see you next week. Bye!